Morning's reading is from the book of Titus, chapter 3, verses 3 through 8 from the Common English Bible. We were once foolish, disobedient, deceived, and slaves to our own desires and various pleasures too. We were spending our lives in evil behavior and jealousy. We were disgusting, and we hated other people. But when God, our Savior's kindness and love appeared, He saved us because of His mercy, not because of righteous things we had done. He did it through the washing of new birth and the renewing by the Holy Spirit, which God poured out upon us generously through Jesus Christ our Savior. So, since we have been made righteous by His grace, we can inherit the hope for eternal life. This saying is reliable. And I want you to insist on these things so that those who have come to believe in God might give careful attention to doing good. These things are good and useful for everyone. Here ends the reading.
My favorite two old people on TV. You have to love them. A wife went with her friend to the police station, and she walked up to the duty sergeant and she said, "My husband's missing." And a duty sergeant looked at her and said, "Well, can I have a description?" She says, "Yes, he's 6'2", wavy brown hair, deep blue eyes, 180 pounds, extremely muscular, and a hardworking man." And a duty sergeant looked at her and said, "Well, that's not your husband. I know your husband. He's short, fat, bald, weighs 280 pounds, has rotten teeth, and smells like a goat." She goes, "Yeah, but who wants that guy back?" Today, we're talking about some interesting things. Many years ago, I served on the SWAT team in Colorado Springs. And the SWAT team consisted of more than just a real cool acronym, or real cool TV shows. SWAT stood for Special Weapons and Tactics, which meant we got to play with all the cool stuff. All the things that, you know, little sign on the front of our push bar that said, you know, knock, knock, because we could push in the front doors of houses with it. You know, we carried around special weapons, special things, special tools, and we could learn what each one of those tools were used for. Because we'd spend hours and hours and hours every week practicing so we could become one cohesive unit. If one guy took a step, we knew where he was going to place his foot. We were that well trained. We were ready to react to anything. We had special skills. Today we're talking about special skills just like that. Special skills that Paul's reminding Titus of. See, Titus had traveled to Crete, and he was there, and things were okay, but Paul wanted to tell him, "Look, by the grace and love of God, you go. You have those special gifts to use today. How you use them is up to you." And there's an interesting line in today's scripture that I've built my whole sermon on today. And it says this. And it starts out the first word of the fourth verse. And it says this: But God, our Savior's kindness and love appeared. But God appeared. And we tend to forget about "but God." Are we living a harmonious life like these two folks? I love their commercials. And I love this. These commercials don't have a script. It's just the love of an old couple. And the best one is when she's there and she's climbing up on the chair and her legs are shaking and he goes, "Well, it's kind of dangerous. You be careful." and he stands there, we realize that there's no way he's going to help her if she falls. But he's standing there, and they got this harmonious love together, you know. And she says this line, the best line ever in a commercial besides, "Where's the beef?" What's that?
Are you listening?
Are you listening? That's a good one. That's a wife's point of view. But the one I like was when she says, "I'm living in a fool's paradise." Did you remember that one from one of the first commercials where she goes around and she uses her Swiffer and she cleans underneath the cabinets and she goes, "I thought my home was clean. I'm living in a fool's paradise." A fool's paradise. We like to think that everything's great, right? But we tend to hold on to things in our lives that kind of make us feel a little short. Shortcomings. And we live for that idea that I'm the only one that has problems. I'm the only one that has struggles. I'm the only one that misses out on things because, well, God's punishing me. But God doesn't punish anyone. But God blesses everyone. It's by his grace and his love that we are saved. We don't realize that, but we need to realize by grace, who is Jesus Christ, who is love, we are saved from anything and everything we do wrong. Everything we do wrong. We tend to forget that at times all we have to do is say, "But God, help me. But God, bless me. But God, show me your love. Show me your grace. Show me your outreached arms to me, God." We miss that. We miss the opportunities to use those special tools that we've got. The special tools called prayer. Those special tools called friendships. Those special tools called congregation. Those special tools called blessings that come upon us. In our lives, we've all faced bad times. Titus is reminded by Paul, just like Dave was reminded this morning, and I'm not trying to single you out, Dave, but the love for a small child that faced surgery, that's one of the blessings that God gave us. Someone to lift someone up in prayer. That's a special blessing. And then when it's so heartfelt and passionate, that's where we need to be. Paul reminds Titus that we've got to have that passion inside us for everyone else but us. Because by grace and love, we are saved. So quit worrying about yourself and worry about your neighbor. Worry about your friends. Last night we celebrated the volunteers of this community. I've been a volunteer in communities. I've served on police departments. At one time, I carried 3 different pagers, one for the traffic section, one for the SWAT team, and one for the first responders. And at any time, no matter what was happening in my life, if a pager went off, that meant someone was in need of prayer. Someone's harmony had been shook to the core. And I challenge us to become people that wear that pager. So when you hear that tone go off, you respond. Now I can ask Dave, I can look dead at Dave and say, "Dave, when you used to carry a pager for the fire department, or Mark, did you just have to hear the first little bit of a sound and you realized that was your call? That was your time to jump out of your bed at 2-3 o'clock in the morning when it's cold, sub-zero weather, and not even think about where you're at. But you needed to go and supply the love and the care to someone who needed you at any given time." Paul reminds Titus of that, folks. We've got to put on that response. We need to have a rebirth. A rebirth in our lives. Paul teaches us in other scriptures, folks, that we need to die to ourselves daily. Daily. We need to quit being the forefront of our own existence, because God is going to send us where we need to go, and he's going to protect us when we get there. We've got to have a rebirth daily. You have to die to sin to be able to survive from it. We have to restructure our lives. The cool thing about rebirth is we are given forgiveness of our sins. Is there anyone in this room besides Ken living a sin-free life? Phyllis, you don't need to roll your eyes that hard. None of us are. We all sin daily. Some of us are sinning right now in this room with just our thoughts and our actions. It's not about the music. It's not about the preacher. It's not about the stuff going on in your life. It's about your relationship with God. And realize that he supplies you rebirth daily. Today's rain was a cleansing rain. If you realize when you walk out of here today, I want you to take a deep breath and breathe it in. And you can smell that rebirth, that new life, as the dirt's been washed away from the parking lot, from the building, from the plants, from the trees. And there's that fresh smell in the air. All that's there because of a rebirth, a re-energizing spirit. I challenge you today to go forth and realize that the grace and the love of Jesus Christ is there for you. No matter how big a burden you have in your life, no matter how much anger you have towards somebody or some situation, rebirth is there. And but God is supplying all you need. He's giving you hope in the form of his son. We have to realize each and every time we come upon a cross that hope hung there. Hope's still there. Each and every time. Hope. Hope builds eternal. Hope builds life. Hope restores life. And by the grace of God, go I.